Five geeks, five opinions, one podcast. Nerdgasm Noir Network, where we do nerd shit.
And welcome to Nerdgasm Noir Network. It's me, Dee, and I'm here with JP, Kia, and Melissa, and we're here to talk about nerd shit. How are you ladies doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. I have to mention, I don't know if Sharif mentioned this to you, JP, but he was very much amused by our accents last week when we kept talking to each other in the accents. So now I'm inclined to do it again, but I'm trying not to. So this is going to be regular voice episode.
I'm going to do my accent.
Oh my God. What did I miss last week? Please don't.
Girl. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh.
Anyway, actually, I want to really quickly shout out my little sister. I want to say happy birthday to her because her birthday was last Thursday. We took her to Vegas this weekend for her birthday. It was the tamest 21st birthday party ever, but it was still a lot of fun.
Aww.
Yep. We went to Vegas, and she had a couple drinks, and she gambled a little bit, and we went to the aquarium. It was like nothing crazy happened. It was so cute. But it was fun. Anyway, so we're going to start the show off the way we usually start the show, and I'm going to say follow us on everything. You can follow us on Twitter, at Nerdgasm Noir. You can follow us on Tumblr, nerdgasmnoir.tumblr.com. You can find us on Facebook or Google+. Just search Nerdgasm Noir Network and we will be there. If you want to follow us on all of those things and you want to find out more information about us and our lovely friends, you can actually go to nerdgasmnoir.net. It has a link to all of those social networks and it has a link to every way that you can donate to us to help us become better. It has a donate your account for Twitter, donateyouraccount.com/nerdgasmnoir. There's a link there for that. There's also a link to donate us money. We're trying to stack that cheese so we can stack some microphones in our respective places so we sound better. And also just generally upgrade the show and the website and things like that. Also on the website, there is a link to every place that you can follow us. So if you decide to tell your friends that we're super awesome, you can also have your friends follow us on whatever device they like to listen to things on. If your friends don't have iPods, they can follow us by an RSS feed on Stitcher Radio. They can follow us on Zune Marketplace. And of course, they can follow us on iTunes. Anything else, ladies? Oh, we are nominated for a Black Weblog Award. So vote for us. Also vote for Ape the Animal, the Spawn Point blog, Sharif Jackson, and Operation Cubicle. Operation Cubicle. Our lovely friends, because we want to win stuff, because it makes us feel good. But also because they're great shows, and you should definitely vote for them. Also, shout out to Dope Reads. Vote for them for the awards as well. Also, I just had it in my head and I lost it. What was the name? It was the wrestling one.
Ring.
Armbarcast?
No.
Armbarcast didn't get nominated.
Ring sides. God dog it. It was.
Can you tell that I don't watch wrestling? I'm a terrible person. So many people I know watch wrestling, and I'm just like, okay, whatever. I'm so rude.
It is Ring Time Pro Wrestling.
There we go. Ring Time Pro Wrestling. Also vote for them because they're awesome. Even if we forget their names, but that just looks bad on me, not them. Because I don't watch wrestling. I was going to say Armbarcast technically got a nomination because our whole blog got a nomination. The entirety of nerdgasmnoir.net. So if you like anything on the website, vote for it.
Anything.
Do it.
Anything.
Okay, people.
Anyway, let's get to Nerdcast News. That sounded so creepy. You guys are aware that the only good thing that ever happened to Detroit, cough, Melissa, cough, RoboCop is getting a remake, right?
What?
RoboCop's getting a remake.
No.
Yes, it is.
Pretty sure I won't be watching it, so it's not happening.
No, please.
They have a first look for the RoboCop suit. It actually looks pretty cool. It looks more like a cyborg and less like a guy in a trash can.
Aw, don't hate. That's all.
The old RoboCop.
Also, Martin was the best thing that ever happened to Detroit.
The old RoboCop suit was clunky as hell. It's because they were trying to make it look like, I guess, an old school RoboCop. So I guess now that the idea of robots is more human-like, this is a more modern RoboCop look. But come on.
Looks like an anime suit. What's that anime? I want to say Geiger or not Gundam.
No. Gundam would be the old robot suit.
It's something. It's dude has a sword. He's in a suit like this from head to toe. What is the name of that damn anime? That's exactly what this suit is. Whatever that anime is, that's exactly what this suit looks like.
Do you know how many animes start with
G? He doesn't look like a RoboCop at all. I know, right? That's probably why I can't think of it.
Maybe he'll look more like a RoboCop if you put a badge on him. Will that make you feel better?
No.
Are you sure?
I don't think so.
Maybe it's lack of badge that makes him look less copy.
The only thing human on this guy is his
face,
right hand, and his lips.
Right hand and okay.
The thing about it is, in the pictures, it looks goofy, but I'm pretty sure in the movie it'll look better.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Right. Aww. Okay. Are the links in the chat room enabled so I can give this goodness to other people?
It kind of looks like how DC tried to remodel everybody's their superhero costumes, where before it was a smooth sort of cloth look and now it's like metal. That's what this reminds me of.
You are wrong.
I'm sorry, but I was fine with the other superhero costumes.
My God. So. Okay. I just thought about it. Like, the helmet part looks like old dude in Berserk when he went full demon.
Yes. Why can I remember it? Griffith.
Yes. Thank you.
Griffith.
Yeah. That's
when he went full on evil. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All it needs is a beak at the end of it and it'd be perfect.
Yep.
And some wings.
Yep. Just saying.
But yeah, I'm sure this will be great.
That didn't sound convincing at all.
Maybe it'll fare well for your lovely city. You know how much we want Detroit to succeed.
Maybe you get another RoboCop statue.
One with the new
one. We don't want the first one.
Well, I mean, you knew when the statue came that the movie was coming. I mean, why else would they give you a statue if they not do the movie?
Right.
Why?
All right. Moving on. Apparently, Walmart has made a business decision not to sell any more Amazon Kindles.
For what purpose? What has Kindle done to them?
Nothing. It seems like nothing.
So should we be on the lookout for the shitty Walmart version of a Kindle?
I think that makes you.
Oh.
Yeah, and I think they're trying to, I don't know. I guess they're trying to make a bet that consumers will be interested in other gadgets. Yeah.
Because they're still selling the iPad and the Nook, which is interesting because I've only ever seen Nooks at Sam's Club. I've never seen them at Walmart.
You know what? I'm not
sure. I don't know if that's a California.
You know what? I think Walmart just doesn't want to sell a product made by a company that's really its direct competitor.
And also...
That's true.
And then...
That's what I think it is, honestly.
And then when you buy the Kindle, like, everything is pretty much set up to use the Amazon store.
Right. But then again, with the Nook, you're going to use...
But their store the sucks. Nook
and...
it's not just that the... Right, it's not just that the tablet can use is work fixed to just use the Amazon store. I mean, almost everything you can get at Walmart, you can buy through Amazon.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Right, exactly. You can.
I almost bought a bulk clear nail polish the other day just because I could.
See, oh no. So yeah, that's what I think it honestly comes down to. I'm pretty sure someone just said, "Wait a minute. Why are we selling Amazon's products again?"
Right. I mean, Target
dude was like, you know what? You're right.
Target already stopped selling Kindles too.
Right. Are Kindles not selling well in department stores? Are they just selling? Because it may be that, and it may also be that Kindles just sell better online than they do in the store.
Or everything you get at Amazon, but it's still their competitor.
Like, right. To me, that's what it honestly sounds like. It sounds like competition. Why am I selling your crap in my store when basically your store is my store? So no.
Right. Because you can't, like, what can you get? Like, the only thing you pretty much get at Barnes & Noble store is books and some movies. But, like, Amazon, sometimes you pretty much get anything you want. Almost. You know? Surprised they not, you know.
The only thing you can get at Walmart that you can't get from Amazon is food. And that's only if it's a super Walmart or a super Target.
Right.
Or the Walmart neighborhood grocery.
Right.
Which is green and it throws me off. I don't like the color scheme for Walmart grocery because it looks like a fresh and easy, and I'm like, no, it's not a fresh and easy. You're not gonna trick me, Walmart.
Yeah.
Anyway, J.K. Rowling, the famed author of the Harry Potter series, is writing her first novel for adults, and the novel deals with a lot of things that she went through when she was poor. I was gonna say deals with a lot of things that she went through with her life, like poverty. There we go. Better way to say it.
Well, she was homeless. So she was homeless for a good while.
Yeah, she wrote Harry Potter books on like a napkin at a coffee shop while she was homeless. The story of how she wrote the Harry Potter books was like sad.
Yeah. So,
and now she's like ridiculously rich.
Yeah. So I think the name for her first novel for adults is going to be called The Casual Vacancy. So it should be interesting because she mentions how people view the poor as some kind of
She said they thought of that. She says that the poor are commonly thought of as a homogenous mash, like porridge.
Yeah.
Which, shit, man, that's kind of accurate.
Yep.
Like, if you hear people talk about, like, the poor, it's always like, it feels like just this lump of people that don't really have individual lives or faces, and it's really weird. It's sad. But in the story, apparently the story is going to have a lot of political conflict, a lot of class conflict. It seems really interesting, actually. I'm totally going to get it. Not just because she wrote Harry Potter, and I think that she can do no wrong, but because it sounds like a good story. Also,
well, it's the bestseller already based on pre-orders alone. So.
Damn!
Yep.
People love Harry Potter.
Damn.
Well, good for her. I'm glad.
I'm just waiting for the internet to be like, this is no Harry Potter.
Right.
Right.
Oh my God. Please, internet, don't fuck this up. Like, love or hate the book for what it is, not for what it's not. Like,
you've been online long enough to know that's not going to happen.
I'm just waiting because you know.
500,000 Tumblr tears.
You know, that's exactly going to happen. This is not like Harry Potter. Yeah. So, you know, it's going to happen. I expect it to happen.
Where's the magic?
There's no mention of Hogwarts. Otherwise, this was a fantastic book.
Right.
Goodreads 1 star.
Oh, God, I can't wait. I don't want to see the Goodreads reviews. I don't.
I do.
That's because you're an asshole. All right, moving on. Good news for me, because I commute, Google self-driving cars are now legal in California. I'm going to get one and read on the way to work or sleep, whatever.
Do you drive to work now?
Yeah.
So you're going to sell your car, replace it with the most expensive car out there right now, which is going to be Google's car. And you accuse me of being on lavish vacations? Where are you getting this magical money from?
This, excuse me, this is to get back and forth to work. It's a practical, purchase. I can multitask. I can get things done. It'll take out stress in my life because I won't have to deal with idiots and fucking traffic. It's a great idea.
Mm.
Yes.
I don't trust this car. I don't trust the future.
I don't trust this car at all. Skynet ain't driving me nowhere. Mm. I'm good. Because Skynet may one day just flip out and say, you know what? We're driving off a cliff.
No,
minority minority report.
Skynet would never do that to me. I love. I mean, Google would never do that to me.
You had it right the first time.
Google would never hurt me. You guys, you should totally join on my club.
No.
How about if we all get in my car and go for a road trip?
No.
Oh my God, does it have to say Google on the side of the car? Like,
what? Well, I mean, the ones that record
can
for
take a
Google
trip
Map
to Miami, Google, you guys. You guys.
Right,
can take
then we're really going to die.
We can take a trip to Miami, you guys. It'll be so fun.
Mm-mm.
We'll stop off on so many awesome places across America on the way.
Mm-mm.
What if you try to search, like, use the Bing search engine while in the Google car?
Oh.
And what does it do to you?
I would like to think Google would go, no, fuck that shit.
I just want to get in there and randomly search on Netscape just to see.
I want someone to get in and to put in, like, the directions, but put the directions in MapQuest, and for Google to be like, you know half these streets are closed down, right? Like, they're not even there anymore. The fuck are you doing? What are you doing? Stop! But yeah.
I just don't think this is gonna last, yeah.
I think it will.
Mm.
Nobody thought electric cars were gonna catch on.
Did they?
They're catching on, dude. Like, I freaking, one of those, what is it, the Volt? I'm thinking about getting one. That car is fucking fly. It's a hype.
There's a Volt. There's the Leaf. The Leaf is the 100% electric car, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I trust that.
You can get hybrid Camrys. You can get hybrid Civic. Like, the electric car is catching on. Whoa.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk my boyfriend into getting an electric car because these gas prices are kicking my ass.
I commute.
Well, $5 a gallon. Go to hell, Chicago.
I commute. I want to get an electric car just because that'll cut my gas bill way down. And plus, that Volt is fly. Like, why is that car so fly for being an electric car? Like, what the fuck are you doing? But yeah, Google self-driving car might get me one of them bitches when I'm rich. Anyway, down to, do we want to do video game stuff first before we get to the main topic? It's only because we have a tendency to rant.
Yeah, let me just get the video games on out the way.
Okay.
All right, people. Video games time again. And can I just say, I love this time of year because this is when majority of video games come out. And this is when almost the best video games come out because they're preparing for Christmas season. Because they know they want you to buy your bratty little children all of these games possible. And like 50 games came out today alone.
Yes.
I'm not going to name all of them, but I know a couple of the highlights are World of Warcraft, Mists of Pandaria. I know that came out today.
Yeah.
Little Big Planet for the PS Vita. I don't know anybody who has one, but for those who love Little Big Planet and now you want to play it on the Vita, there you go. Came out today. Dragon Ball Z for the Kinect came out today. That has got to be an interesting game on the Kinect. If it's
Wait. Are you saying? Are you saying? So
I don't know. I don't know because I haven't played it. If you can, this may be the first Dragon Ball game I buy. I promise you.
Do you realize
if I can physically throw?
Oh my God, if you get a Kinect before I do, I'm so being over your house all the goddamn time.
I want Kamehameha, you guys. I want to say it and I want to do it and I want to
Right.
I want to stand there for 3 days powering up just so I can throw one.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
This better happen.
Oh my God. I'm going to Maji Boo somebody. Oh my God. Yes.
Oh my God.
I will rewatch that whole saga over again so I can make sure I can say every little thing Maji Boo says. Ew.
Right. So I figured you would enjoy that, hence why I mentioned it. I do want to do some more research because, like I said, I'm not sure they're going to do it the way I'm imagining, but if they do it the way I'm imagining, like I said, this may be the first because the other Dragon Ball Z games, as anybody who's ever played them, are not that great.
Yeah.
Totally.
What else came out? Oh God. Anywho, Dead or Alive 5 also came out today. What else? There are some other notables. I didn't put them all on here because there's so many. Testament of Sherlock Holmes. Let me put that up here because of all the Sherlock Holmes hype. I'm sure, which is the reason why the video game is coming out anyway, because of all this newfound interest in Sherlock Holmes. BBC has a TV show. America has a TV show. Germany has a TV. Everybody has a TV show for Sherlock Holmes now, so I guess we only knew a game was coming eventually. What else? Marvel vs. Capcom Origins for the PS3 is coming out today. Final Fantasy III for the PSP. These are just a couple of the games that are all came out. And that's just today. And there's an entire list, and I haven't read them all. But I can absolutely give the link to JP to give to y'all so y'all can see. I'm not reading all those. That's ridiculous.
Okay.
But what's coming out next month, which I know a lot of people are looking forward to, is Resident Evil 6.
Woo!
Ow!
I just downloaded the demo for this game, and everybody online has been playing the demo over and over again, like it's the actual game.
Not gonna lie, me and Martin from the Super John cast, he was like, the demo's out. I was like, yeah, I know, I'm scared to play it, because, like, I don't want to get my hopes up and then have it cut short because it's a demo. He's like, you know you can multiplayer on the demo. I was like, I'm downloading it next Friday.
All right.
Play this bitch all day.
Yeah. I don't even play Resident Evil, and everybody wants me to download it, and I'm like, I don't want to play this. I don't want to play this.
You don't do scary.
I don't. It scares me. I don't want to play this. Anywho, Medal of Honor Warfighter also comes out next month. 007 Legends, XCOM Enemy Unknown, Sly Cooper Thieves in Time comes out early, like the first of the month next month. And Pokemon Black and White 2, if anybody still plays Pokemon, I guess it's coming out. And of course, the big one for me, which is Assassin's Creed 3, which I cannot wait for, which is sad. I didn't even originally play Assassin's Creed. My boyfriend played Assassin's Creed, but it always ends up where I take over his game. So then it becomes my game, which is, I guess, sad for him, but great for me. Right. And of course, there's a couple games that are out now that people might be interested in. They came out in the past, obviously, Tekken Tag 2, which I didn't even realize was out. I need to get that. Damn. Uh-huh. I haven't played Tekken in a while.
Is it going to have an actual story?
Borderlands 2 is out, which I doubt it. I don't even expect a story anymore. They're fighting to save the world, to keep fighting. I don't know.
For Tekken, though, like, you're expecting a story?
Right, I'm just saying, right. They keep trying, but it never works out.
I know there's some gene, there's some corporation, they're either trying to stop the gene or take over the corporation or duplicate the gene or...
Weren't they all in high school, like, last week?
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on with the story. It was like they did this weird story, and then they realized they can't take the story back because they already went gung-ho with it, so the story becomes more and more confusing and weird and... I mean, when they did the first Tekken Tag,
the basics of the story are they're supposed to be fighting to get to the top to fight the leader of the organization to defeat him to stop the organization. That's the whole point of the fighting to begin with. We're fighting to get to this one dude so we can stop him, so we can stop the organization.
Right, but then they start putting in the double G and the angel G.
Just
go
find him.
Right,
right, right, right. So yeah. Anywho. Borderlands 2 is out, and apparently everybody loves this game. I don't see it. They're giving it 9.7s and 10s, and I don't care, I guess.
Oh.
Anywho, Fable the Journey is also out, as well as Mark of the Ninja and Sims 3 Supernatural.
Ooh.
For those of you who like Sims, this is obviously the Supernatural version.
Supernatural.
Yep.
That's Supernatural, like the TV show.
Yep, I knew you'd like that. That's why it's on there.
So I can have a whole bunch of deans just run around.
Oh my, no, not Supernatural, the TV show.
Yeah, not Supernatural, the TV show. Got Supernatural. I knew she was going to be like, but Jensen Ackles, though.
Supernatural isn't like
can I get some Jensen Ackles, though? Can I get some Jensen, though?
Because no. I straight was like, Supernatural. So that means...
No.
Jensen Ackles.
Those are the big majors that are out today, next month, and now. And just a few you might be interested in that you didn't know about. That's all I got for video games, at least the video games that are out. What else is interesting in video game news is apparently Sony is doing big things with the PS3, at least so they say.
Meh.
Right. Who put this up here? The new PS3 model?
We got it from... Who did we get it from? Was it Sharon?
I think so.
Apparently PS3 is doing a redesign of the console, which is, what, their third redesign? Or is it their fourth?
After they made everything plastic, like...
Right.
I'm going to need them to understand that don't make it look different, make it better.
Right. I still have the original PS3, the big, bulky, black, shiny, metal, no buttons.
Metal, backwards compatible one?
Yep.
Oh, God, I want one. Like, if they had kept making those, I would have got one. I've only known, like, two or three people who've had those, and those are the ones I like. The plastic ones, the newer plastic ones, I don't like. They're doing like PlayStation always does, is they have the big clunky version, and then they come out with the slim version after a couple of years. So that's what they're doing with the PS3. They're making the slim version, but I'm not excited to get a slim version because I want a backwards compatible one.
Right. Yeah, I got the PS3 when it first came out, when it was three times as expensive and half the hard drive space.
Bitches were like $800.
Yep.
It
was a present, thank God. I didn't buy it, but it was a present.
Somebody loved you.
They did. Yeah. They did. They had to. Fortunately, don't talk to that person anymore. But hey, they got the PS3. Fantastic.
That's all that matters.
All that matters.
Just played it today, actually. I was just playing it today, playing Dead Island for some crazy reason.
I haven't played Dead Island still. I'm scared. I can play Resident Evil all day.
No, you know why? Here's why. Because Resident Evil is clearly fantasy. It is clearly fiction. You are clearly in a video game. Dead Island is real fucking life.
I don't need that. I don't need that.
You have three bullets, a flimsy fucking knife, a homemade grenade. You may have deodorant and duct tape. Those are your weapons.
Whoa. Deodorant and duct tape grenade is not helping.
And you have to survive on this island of zombies. And you have to pick up weapons from fallen people. You got to make bullets out of scrap metal. This is real. It is terrifying as shit.
Nope. No me gusta.
Only reason I'm playing it is because my nephew begged me.
Oh.
Begged me to buy the game and play it with him. And I was like, I swear to God, you have no idea what you are asking right now.
Like, you can't just, like, kill the zombies
I'm going to have to play Dead Island.
You can't, like, kill the zombie, take his head off and then, like, dig the bullets back out. And, like, melt it down again.
Okay, Jen, look, after you shoot them, they're not usable anymore. I need you to stop.
No, right. You can still get the metal.
You bring up a good point, Jen. What we do is we do go through the game and we take everybody's head. If there is a corpse on the ground, we are taking the head. Because there's been plenty of times we have walked past the body, turned around, and it has suddenly stood up and attacked us.
What? No.
Yes, I said this is real fucking life. This is training for when the zombie apocalypse happens, people. That's what Dead Island is.
Damn.
The government is trying to train us to prepare us for when it happens. That's what Dead Island is.
Damn. All right, can we go to happier news? I want to talk about happy stuff now.
Go ahead. What's happy stuff?
Not zombie Gabrielle Douglas is now endorsing Nintendo. But I'm happy because she's not a zombie and she's doing good things.
Right.
She's been in Olympic medals at the not zombie Olympics. And she's endorsing not zombie Nintendo, making that not zombie paper.
Oh my God.
Not zombies.
I wonder why Nintendo hasn't done anything zombie-like. Have they?
Zombie Mario.
I don't think they have. You can get
Plants vs. Zombie on Game Boy.
Mm.
Plants vs. Zombies is fun.
But I'm happy for Mario. She got her Nintendo endorsement.
Super Zombie.
Go ahead.
No.
Super Zombie Mario. No. Come on. No. Oh, come on.
Okay, no. That's just terrifying.
First and foremost, I want to say congratulations to Gabrielle Douglas. After all the fucking hate she got on the Olympics, people were talking about her hair, people were talking about this, that, and the other. She won gold medals, and now she's endorsing products. So she's about to be, one, rich. Two, it's just awesome. Smart move on Nintendo's part, because there's a lot of girl gamers out there. There's a lot of young girl gamers out there, and Nintendo is reaching out to them.
Yep.
Also, it's nice to see a black girl on the cover of something really nerdy. Like video games, black girl, awesome. I just wanted to say that really quick. Moving on to Zombie Mario. How are we going to make this happen?
Okay, so we can do it two ways. Like, maybe like either maybe we could switch it around and Bowser is the only one who's left standing and everybody else is a zombie and Mario's a zombie. It's like this big bad zombie that's chasing him throughout the game. So Bowser has to go through like the levels that Mario would have went through to get away from him.
Ooh. So this time you're playing as Mario trying to escape zombie Mario Island.
I
Dead Yoshi's Island. Dead Yoshi's Island. Can that be the name?
So, I mean, okay, it could be like Mario is in the zombie apocalypse and, you know, the little world. So, you know, little zombie turtles, little zombie princesses. You know, or we could switch it up and have it be Bowser that he tried to kill Mario and unfortunately he started a zombie apocalypse instead and now he has to run away from this super ripped up zombie Mario and he has to go through all the levels to get away from him and find a cure. Or Dead Yoshi Island.
What can it be called? Dead Yoshi Island. That's what I'm saying. Dead Yoshi Island.
Yes.
I'm not buying that game.
Aww. I think it's an amazing game.
Dead Yoshi Island. But I don't know, we can make Yoshi eat dead zombies, but whatever, I'll do it.
Right, that's what I was thinking too. Ew.
It'll be like squish, squish.
When he makes the eggs and the eggs crack. Oh.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't with this conversation anymore.
It'll be okay, we'll zombies move on. Coming out the eggs.
God.
Oh my so let me get God, this straight. He makes more he's... zombies like that. Like he eats fruit and he does the eggs and then the zombies come out of the eggs. That could be one of the boss fights.
Yes.
Yoshi's crapping zombies now?
Birthing zombies.
Because that's so much better.
It's obviously easy for him. He does it all the time. He spits out eggs.
Well, obviously he is a she if she's birthing eggs.
You never know with reptiles. Reptiles are hermaphroditic.
Mm.
So he is both.
So what you're saying is Nintendo's kinky. Nice.
Oh my God.
Japanese people do like some stuff.
And we could do a Wario version.
Oh dear God.
I'm just saying.
All right. So now we're going to get to our main topic because obviously we're grossing Kia out here.
Grossing me out is Mario is supposed to be happy and light and fluffy and you turned it dark.
There could be sinister. A happy, light, fluffy I Mario mean, zombies.
Think about plants versus zombies. The zombies are all like kawaii zombies.
Oh, I've never played Plants versus Zombies, so I have no idea.
Plants versus Zombies is it's very light, it's very fun. Not at all like scary. It's good. Anyway, so back to the main event. Today, we're going to review Melissa's choice for our review episode. We were supposed to do this, a month ago? And everything happened, so we couldn't do it. So we're going to do it today! Yay!
Yay!
Yay! So,
Melissa, do you want to talk about what we're going to be reviewing?
We are reviewing a popular comic called Runaways, published by Marvel, which is a surprise for me because I'm usually DC. But it was so epically awesome that I read it. It was penned by Brian K. Vaughan and Adrian Alfina, whatever. Anyway, that was rude. I'm sorry. I just can't pronounce your last name. I don't know if that made up for it. I want to say that it did. Anyway, it was a while ago, so it was not anything new. But I'm guessing that some of the reviews that we do are going to have spoilers in it because I picked issues 1-18. Because of the big spoiler at the end of 18 that rocked my entire reading of it. I was hooked on the first issue. It's about these teenagers who find out that their parents are supervillains. And so they set up this plan to run away and to alert the people because they're like, well, they're supervillains. And they become friends throughout. They grew up together and their families would have these like meetings every so often. I don't think it might have been annually. I can't remember.
It was annually.
Yeah. But at one of the meetings, they snuck in and they found out that their parents would sacrifice young women. And as the series goes on, you find out more about that. and why it happened. I just read on Wikipedia, actually, that it was supposed to be canceled after issue 18, but it got revived, which is cool because they have different adventures with different people from the Marvel Universe. I didn't do a poll, but I'm guessing Molly would be a fan favorite. My favorite was Alex.
Yeah.
Which one was Molly?
Molly was the girl, the small girl who's really strong. I think her parents were mutants.
Yep.
Oh, the one who didn't. Yeah. Who thought that at the beginning, who was like, oh, you guys are talking about sex or whatever.
Yeah. So what did you guys think?
Okay, I liked it. The twist at the end kind of pissed me off a little bit. Because
oh my god, you and me both.
Oh my god, I was so mad. I was so.
I can just say issue 18 is the reason why I stopped reading the series, honestly, because I was gonna keep going. I was so heated. You don't even understand.
Because I was like, really?
That's why I was upset, and I thought I missed the day we were talking about this, because I want to talk about this so bad. I was so pissed. I was like, you know what? I'm done.
The one character that I like the best. I'm like, really, 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 really.
Ask my boyfriend. When I got to issue 18, he was like, are you okay? I was like, no. I am not okay.
All right. I think we should just, this is a spoiler warning. It's a big plot twist. So if you guys are interested in it and you're like people that care about spoilers, I would mute it for a minute. Because I do want to say it. Because it was awesome. Unless you guys don't want to say it.
Say it.
No, we can spoil it. Spoiler.
Don't listen. If you're worried, if you don't want to know the end of it, or you don't want to know the big twist, if you want to be pissed off, don't listen to this. Go do something else.
Because it's completely readable with knowing this, but knowing this just sort of shifts your view of it. All right, so the twist after 18 issues is that Alex, who is the black nerd, he is the mole. So all along, there was a way that the parents were staying a little bit ahead of them. Alex had been feeding them information and making sure that their parents could reach them because he knew the plan all along. He found out years before everybody else and wanted to help things going. So that revelation.
Right, because didn't he find out the other pair parents was going to kill his parents? Is that what?
Yeah, they were all going to double cross each other. These aren't like trustworthy people.
Right.
They're all supervillains.
Right.
The thing about that bothered me is it almost, the story feels like it's his story.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what made me mad about it.
Like, yep.
Well, I like that they took you back through it. Like it's not something that's added on the end for shock value. This is clearly something that's been plotted throughout the 18 issues.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's true.
Which is awesome.
It was like the whole series was designed to stop after issue 18. Which I would have appreciated if it had just stopped.
Well, like they bring him up again because his mark on the series doesn't just end at 18.
Yes, it does. He comes back for like a blip.
Well, blip, but then there's also like the community that he started.
Okay, well, let me tell you why I was so upset. Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm eating a piece of pizza right now. I apologize. The reason I was so upset is because I knew he was the mole. That wasn't the shocker for me. I knew he was the mole. Mm-hmm. The shocker for me was that when he died, when his parents died, when the big giant things died. Because then my first immediate thought was, okay, what is this series about now then? Now it's about just a bunch of runaway brats? I don't want to read that.
Very much.
Yeah. I want to see how they're constantly fighting against their diabolical parents. I want to see how Alex, you know, has betrayed the entire group and how the group is still dealing with that, and that his girlfriend, what was her name?
Nico?
The witch lady. Oh, what was her name?
Nico.
Is dealing with the fact that her boyfriend is the new big bad evil they have to fight against. Now she done sworn off men altogether and become lesbian with the star child, which I thought was completely cliche. It was just, I was just upset because I was like, where is the story going to go now? Now it's about something I no longer care about.
Yeah.
For 18 issues, it was a story based on something I actually wanted to read and see, and you essentially killed the entire premise of what the comic is supposed to be about.
All I know is when I was reading it and they first mentioned a mole, and I was like, please don't let it be Alex. Please. And every page that I went through, I was like, please, please, I beg of you, please. Because I know this is not going to end well.
I was like, yeah. I was like, do it. Be the big baddie. Be the big evil. Do it.
But I know it wasn't going to end well. I knew it wasn't going to end well.
Well, I was upset when he died because I was like, yes, let the black family be the big evil.
Thank you.
A big black family evil unit. Yes, let's do it.
And they were like the black family that had no real superpowers. Like that's the best thing about it. Like they weren't mutants. They weren't witch people. They weren't anything. They were just people smart. That could figure shit out.
Right. They were just smart. And I was like, yes, let's do it. Let them be the black Lex Luthor. Right. Let's do it.
I think this. I liked the rest of the series too. Like it did feel like sort of right after the first 18 issues, there was the imprint of the 18 issues, and then everybody sort of spiraled out into their own territory. Josh Whedon did a run with it, and he did what Josh Whedon does:
killed off everybody you loved.
He killed off a character that I love.
Because then old girl dies. I'm like, are you kidding with this? I can't.
I was sad.
I can't.
And the way the death happens is so fucking pointless. I'm like, oh, why? But it's on hiatus right now.
Yeah, I didn't go past 18.
It's perfect. You could actually, I guess I hadn't thought about it before, but you could actually just read the first 18 and be done.
Right. I
think I'm done. Yeah. I've been betrayed.
Yeah. Because I was like, really? I didn't care if he ended up being the mole. I just was like, I just needed him to survive. But he didn't, and I was like, luckily I realized I was holding my Nexus 7 tablet because I was about to throw it up in the air, like, what the? And then I was, yeah. And I was like, wait.
I was reading on my iPad too.
That's like, this is suspenseful.
But they took away two of the most interesting people. I was just like, oh. I was like, I don't even want to read. I don't care anymore. I don't care. So now the group is almost all female except for one guy. And they add on this new guy. I'm like, I don't care about these people anymore.
Oh, the robot.
So I stopped reading.
Strange. And they're tied in with different series too. I haven't read their tie-ins.
Yeah, they're tied in with Molly Majors and Titans. It was crazy. I couldn't do it.
Because of them, they brought back Cloak and Dagger, and I had never really thought about them. So when I read that, I went to Wikipedia, like, who the hell are these people? Is this real?
Right.
And it was. So I think that it broke the circle of us reading things to make us mad on purpose.
No, I like the series. I enjoyed the series.
You just made me mad by accident.
Yeah.
That part set me, but at the same time, it was good.
Yeah, because, like, they...
No doubt. 1 through 18?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because you know what? To be honest, I was more invested in Alex than I was in everybody else, to be honest. So that's why the end was just like, so,
yeah. Well, I hear rumors of them doing a movie, so...
Ooh.
If this is the first 18 issues, I don't care.
It's going to be the first 18 issues.
If it ain't, I don't care.
Why would they make a movie if they don't start at the beginning?
Because to them, the beginning could be first episode, first issue of the second set.
They wouldn't do that.
Considering the fact that the main character... Wait a minute. Okay, wait. Because the main character is a black guy, they may skip to the second.
Exactly.
Because it won't make sense. However, I have to write them a letter.
However, the black kid is the bad guy, so they may actually use the first one.
And if he's played by Tyrese, I'm going to be mad. In fact, if Tyrese is anywhere in this movie.
No, it's going to be Tyrese
is going to be the father.
Because, because they got to put somebody light-skinned to do it.
It's going to be Tyrese and Nicki Minaj. They're going to be the parents.
No!
You know who could play him, though? Oh, if he wasn't so grown up now, the guy from Everybody Hates Chris.
Oh, he could do it.
If he wasn't such a fucking adult now, he could do it.
Yeah, like, the thing about it is, they have to find somebody young enough. Yeah.
I don't know what happened. It's like...
They have to find somebody 17, 18. How old is Everybody Hates Chris guy? How old is he?
He's like 20-something.
Right.
But 20. You know what? If they do it soon, he'd be able to do it because he still looks young.
He's right. He's still playing 18 years old on Disney Channel.
Right. So he may be able to do it.
Yeah, but
they do it in the next few years.
Yeah, they're going to have to do it quickly because he's getting that man hair on the face. So can't hide that.
Right. Right.
Or maybe
the only series were Alex, the witch, the girl and her dinosaur, and the tech guy. You know, the guy with the gloves?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Chase.
The flaming glove? Yep, those were the four people I care about. Two of them are gone. Right. Two of them are gone. And now it's just Chase surrounded by a harem of women. And I'm like, really?
He has emotions.
I don't like Chase that much.
No, I don't care for him that much.
So I like him because he was the only one who was funny. He was chill and relaxed. And we're all going to die. But hey, I'm getting a cheeseburger.
To be honest, Nico got on my nerves. I was like, but I like Gertrude.
She was the witch, right?
Yeah.
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 I find her power annoying. She can never do the same spell twice.
Right. I was like, what?
Say it backwards. Like, that would just, I would just stop being a witch. It's too much work.
Right? Because she got to think, you know, outside the box. She's like, crap, I already did like a win. Maybe if I do.
And when she starts, I think she has to cut herself. It's just like too much. I'm yeah. like, I would bail way sooner.
She's a cutter with psychological and daddy and mommy issues.
Yeah, I was
out of her chest.
Right.
She can't repeat the same line twice.
Yeah, I was kind of so over her in those first 18 chapters.
Well, I only cared about her because of her association with Alex.
True, but even then, I was just like, dude, dump her.
Right.
Dump her.
Man, hard. And then, you know what? And then that's, oh my God, that's what also pissed me off. He was so smart for 17 issues. For 17 and a half issues. So smart and strategic, and he had it. And then at the end, you talking to your girlfriend. Now you want to do a monologue? Dude, no!
He wanted her to understand.
Okay, you can't understand after you tie her ass up.
Yes.
You don't let her hands be free. I'm like, what? Oh, I was so heated. So.
They have to do a monologue here.
No, I get that, because that's what evil villains do. I totally get. My whole thing is, make sure your enemy is subdued before you speak.
True.
He didn't do anything.
He's been too smart all along to fall for the monologue trap. Like, he's read a lot.
He didn't do anything. He just let her be. I'm like, knock her ass out. Tie her up. Forced her to go to paradise with you. I'm like, what the? You want her to be her choice. No, you get no choice. I'm evil.
Thank you.
I'm evil.
Thank you. No choice.
That was like the whole point of the parents, though. They're evil, but they care. Like, they're evil, but they care about their children.
Those are their children.
Right. No, I get that. Which is why I was upset when everybody died at the end. Because I wanted to see what happened, you know, when they hit the 25-year mark. You know what I mean? I wanted to see what happened after the parents betrayed each other. How, you know, that's the story I wanted to see. And that story no longer exists. Hell, the Guardians don't even freaking exist anymore.
That whole thing is gone.
Right. I'm like,
we start anew.
Right. They start anew and run away from their foster parents. I'm like, now you're just some regular fucking kids. I don't care. My foster parents are so mean. I'm running away. Get off my damn page.
They just want to hang out together and fight crime and have adventures and stuff.
Blah, 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 blah. Get you some business.
Basically.
There is a shape-shifting, gender-bending alien later on.
Yeah, interesting.
If anybody, universe, Ustream, audience, Nerdgasm Noir, listen, hear my plea. If anybody knows of any fan fiction that continues the story at issue 17 and a half, where they don't die, and someone continues the story, please direct me to that.
So, like, what
That's
if,
all I'm saying.
Like they did the what ifs, like if Storm got the Phoenix before.
Exactly. Exactly. What if everybody didn't die? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Then Josh Whedon would have never been interested. He's like, oh, wait.
He's like, Goku, oh, wait, you
were killing lovable characters? I got you. We're in. Let's do this.
And then killed the only other interesting character. I'm like, oh. I was like, I can't even do it. I can't.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
He did that, and then he left. Like, that was, I was pissed at Whedon for a while.
He dropped it, killed somebody, said, all right, I'm out.
Right. That was it. Well, did my job here.
That's what he's supposed. That's his job. He goes in, kills shit, and leaves.
Yeah, I'm gonna go kick some sand in the eyes of Terra fans and continue with the rest of my day.
Right, basically.
That's why I hope he never gets his hands on True Blood.
Should have killed off Molly.
So this series
pretty
much destroyed the two favorite characters. I'm done. I'm tired.
Here's the thing. This is our overall review of it. It's a great series, but it's going to upset you so much. But it's a good kind of upset. Like, damn, book, why would you do this to me? Instead of, this is bullshit. Why do I continue to read this?
No, the first 18 is great. After you hit the first 18, then you're going to be like, this is bullshit. Why do I continue to read this? That's when you'll hit that point. That's what I'm saying.
All right, so. But, I mean, better than 50 Shades, right, guys?
Oh, the entire Runaway series is better than 50 Shades.
Right, but for real.
Oh, no, wait. You know what? I forgot. Because JP started us off with reviewing something decent. And then...
Jamie came in
and said, fuck this. And then Tia got mad and said, hey, look at this.
Sure did. Yep. I said, oh, okay.
And I took that shit seriously for the first two issues. I'm like, Kia wouldn't just let us read any bullshit. This is gonna happen.
Kia wouldn't do that. But she loves us.
Kia was mad. So
wait till you get to my book. Oh my god.
Hold on.
Wait till you read my book.
Look. Okay, I started this in the spirit of love and
No. The book I got you guys to read, I do actually like. It was a surprise for me when I picked, because I picked it up based off the cover. Once you see the cover, you'll see why. But it does have its moments, is what I'm saying.
You know what?
I enjoyed it, probably because I had no idea what it was about when I started reading it. So I did end up enjoying it. It was good. Still haven't read the sequel to it yet, but it was a good book. I liked it. I think y'all will like it. I hope.
So we're done with spoilers for it. So
is there anything else that we want to talk about?
I'm still upset.
Has anybody watched? I finally finished watching Korra and Thundercats. Yay!
Oh, okay. So I'm gonna have to say, how irritated with you are irritated with Korra are you at the end of the series?
With Korra the Avatar or with Korra the series?
The series.
Oh my god, I'm so irritated. And I was irritated because, well, you guys know, because everybody's seen Korra by now besides me. She loses her powers and then gets it all back.
We're not doing a damn thing.
In the
thing.
Last like 5 minutes, I was like, what the fuck? Because right. I was like, okay, great. I look forward to seeing her next season where she tries to get her powers back.
Right?
You know, and they just gave it back to her. I was like, what the? And then the two brothers are off dead in the ocean. I'm like, what? Those are the big baddies and they kill themselves? What?
Not only that, but that story was more interesting than the story of fucking Korra. They could have gone places with that story.
Right. And then she hadn't gone Avatar state the entire series. And when she does go Avatar state, that was her Avatar state? I was like, this whole thing is just weak. I was like, what the hell? She gets a freebie, gets all her powers back. Her Avatar state was blah. The big baddies are dead or supposedly dead or whatever. I'm like, eh. And she gets the guy at the end. I'm like, so is there going to be a season two at this point?
Right. Well, wait. He didn't technically break up with his previous girlfriend.
Oh, God. Whatever. She's going to end up with his brother if she stays in the damn series. I'm just like, ugh.
It was
all too... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's like they backtracked from the original Avatar. It's like...
I don't know. It was so funny because I was live tweeting it while watching it. And someone was like, calm down. It's just the first season. I'm like, no one else sees a problem with how everything was wrapped up all nice and neat at the end with a bow.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably part of the reason why I hated Runaways so much. Because everything was tied up nice and neat with a bow at the end by everybody dying. She gets everything she wants at the end of season one. I'm like, well, why do I give a shit about season two then?
But it seems like she didn't really struggle. Like, when they start, you know, it was so many other ways they could have did it. I'm just like, it made me think that they didn't, you know, have faith in going... in having a second season. That's how it felt like, that they just tied it up.
They probably didn't, because the main character was a girl. The main character's a girl. They made her a tomboy to appeal to the boys still, but to bring the girls in, etc. People probably weren't watching it anymore because it wasn't Aang, and they just couldn't really write well for the character.
Boom. They didn't. All they thought of for the girl is there has to be a love interest. There has to be some love interest. interesty, like, tension.
Right. I mean, Aang didn't even get love interesting tension until season two.
Right. You know, and even then, you know.
You start off with her immediately in love. Like, yeah. Come on.
Yeah. And even then, when Aang was, you know, the love tension, it wasn't the main focus of the story. It was kind of weaved into the story, you know, like, you know, a little scene here, a little scene there. It wasn't the whole entire story. It was about his journey. Right. And it just so happens part of his journey was, you know, was understanding his feelings about, you know, Katara and him trying to work through that and save the world. Come on, people.
Right.
But whatever.
They didn't really explain how the bloodbending was taking away the people's powers.
Mm-hmm.
I was
explaining that. Also, bloodbending looks creepy as hell. Like, that looks painful. So painful.
Right.
So painful.
Yeah, so.
I was upset that when she was being bloodbended, she didn't pull a Katara. Remember how when Katara's being bloodbended and she stopped that shit mid-twist or whatever, and she was like, nah, stop doing that to me. I'm like, why the fucking Avatar? Show me something.
Right.
I like it. You will stop. Gonna stop today. The thing about it is, what's your face's daughter? God damn it. I can't remember names right now.
But see, the thing is, Katara, I know I should not be saying this, but Katara is a better waterbender than Korra. So.
Is she? Because I'm like, Korra can waterbend, firebend, and earthbend since the age of like two.
But she's not. She can water, earth, and firebend. She can do all of those things pretty okay, but like, she was so busy trying to rush all of it so she can get to airbending to get to be the Avatar that I don't think she never mastered anything. And I think that's what they were, in the beginning of the series, that's what they were trying to explain to her. Like, look,
you
have to master these. And she's just like, nah, I can do them. That's why, because in all honesty, in the bending games that they have, that bending sport that they have, she should be able to whoop ass.
Right.
Right.
And it's just like.
She doesn't, because she.
Because she didn't have a spirit side, and she was so busy trying to use force in all her bending. Like, Katara, she didn't use force in all her bending. It was more finesse.
Right.
Also, why did this bitch have to lose all of her bending power to finally learn how to bend air?
Well, I figured, because I was saying to my boyfriend, I said, I bet you the reason why she can't bend air is because her other powers are blocking it because they're so strong. And I said, watch, if her power gets taken away, she's going to suddenly bend air, which is exactly what happened, which is why I was excited. Because I was like, okay, great. Next season will be about how, when she masters air, how they're going to figure out, you know, how to find her spiritual side to then get her other powers back. And then 2 seconds later, they did that shit. I was like, oh, scratch what I just said.
Oh my God, you just wrote a better second season than what they come up with.
I was so hyped. I was like, yes.
Right.
Yes,
that's exactly what I thought too. I was like, okay, so now she has to learn how to get her powers back. And I was like, well, since she seems to have a problem with the spirit side, I bet you she has to go through this trial of trying to get in touch with her spirit side to get her Benny back. And y'all ruined it. Ruined it.
Right. And the way for her to reach her spirit side was to start crying. I was so pissed. I was like, no. I was like, no.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Uh-huh. And Aang come save an Avatar. Shoot.
Right.
If I was Aang, I would came. Really? You crying? Okay.
I'm not giving you shit.
Right.
But I had no problem with her crying. Come on. She had lost fucking everything. I was like, okay, fine.
Okay,
I
have no problem with you
crying. I had a problem with her crying. And then that's when she hits her spiritual peak because you're crying. I'm like, no. I'm going to need you to go through a few more trials before you hit your spiritual essence and Aang shows up to you.
You know why? Because Aang, he cried in his series too. But even though he was crying, he still kept going. He's like, look, this is messed up.
Look,
let me just shake my, shake the dirt off my shoulders and just.
During his series, Aang was an annoying little shit. And he cried, and he got on my nerves. But he kept working at what he was doing to become the Avatar. Like, that was the message of the series. Like, and then Korra's just like, I can't do this. This makes me sad. And then they're like, all right, cool. We'll just make you a bender now. We'll make you the Avatar now. Okay. Yeah. Now I got my powers back. And I have a boyfriend. Ooh.
Right. Right. I wanted to see her struggle to get over that hump of, I can't do this anymore. You know, everything was so easy. Now it's not. I wanted to see that struggle. And that struggle is now gone. That's the most interesting part about her. The fact that everything came so easy. And guess what? Now it's not. You have to learn an element that you couldn't learn because it wouldn't come to you as easy. It's the only element you have now. And that's the one you have to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to figure out how to get your others back. We have to figure out how to get to the spiritual realm because you can't do it because you're not very spiritual. You're not very easy. Everything is by force. Nothing is given to you now. Now you have to work for it. And they've taken that away.
Right.
And just gave it to us. Oh, you're crying. Okay, here's everything back to you. Stop crying. Please stop
because
crying.
When he showed up, crying? I thought he was going to say, you know, I know you're at your lowest, but there's a way you can get it back. You have to go to the spirit realm. That's yes! what I was hoping was happening.
Yes!
But no!
Oh! I was hoping she had to go to, like, the air temple. Yes. You know, where she looks in Aang's eyes, the way Aang had to deal with a Fire Lord, whatever his name was or whatever. You know what I mean? And have that... No, nothing. Just...
Oh, I love you, Cora. You know, get the fuck out of here, Mako, Michael, Miko, mocking bastard.
Right.
His name does not deserve to be said right.
Makuza.
Right. So I was like, whatever. So, yeah. I was like, that's how it ends? I was like, ugh. So I'll watch a few episodes next season, see what plan they have, but...
Well,
I don't hold any high hopes, which means it'll probably get canceled, which means, see, no one wants to watch a girl in a TV show. Go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Go to hell.
Just
wrote her like an actual character and not like a girl in a TV show. People watch it.
But they started, right. I felt like they started off well because she was opposite Aang. She was headstrong. She was stubborn. I was like, okay, she has a totally different personality type, so she should have a totally different set of personal problems and trying to figure out this whole Avatar thing. And they screw it up. So.
Right. And plus, it took them all season to show me any kind of earthbending. I mean, like, Toph-like earthbending.
Yeah.
I'm like,
also, shout out to Toph's daughter, who's
man.
Damn awesome.
Okay.
Ling Bell.
Lin whooped ass. Every scene she was in, she would not be doing shit and she would still be whooping ass. It was just like, bitch, you are awesome. I wouldn't beat you with, you know.
She was right. Not impressed with Cora. She's like, whatever.
She wasn't.
Right.
And you know what? The thing about it is they were trying to make her seem bitchy by not being impressed with Cora, but she had every reason to not be impressed with Cora.
Absolutely.
Like, look at who her mom was. Like...
Right.
Look who came to visit. She had Aang come and visit her as a kid. Come on now.
Right. And like how you said how she hadn't mastered the other three elements, but you were already here to learn a fourth. I wouldn't be impressed either. Bitch, show me your mastery of the other three. You've been doing them since you were born. Show me a fire dragon flying around my head, lifting up earth and pooping out water. Show me something.
I didn't have to poop out water. Why couldn't it just breathe the water?
I'm just saying, show me something fucking spectacular if you've mastered the other three elements. But you haven't, have you? Because you ain't shit.
You're like, come back when you can sand bend. Come back then. Come back then. All
right? Right. Give me, right. my whole point is you've been doing this for so long. You should be able to mud bend, sand bend, metal bend, you know, see with your feet. You can't do none of that. You can't do none of that. But she want to learn air and want to be bitchy because you can't blow a puff of smoke.
You said see with your feet. I was thinking eyes on the feet, but you're talking about that thing that the metal benders do where they just stomp and hear the
vibration. Yeah.
but she can shoot lightning. That's about it. She got that.
Could she? I must have missed that. I didn't even see that.
Yeah, she could do the lightning.
I must miss that.
That was about it. I don't know if she was able to heal with water like Katara?
Yeah, she did that. She did that.
She can't see with her feet, though.
Right! That's why I'm like, show me something spectacular.
She can't bend no sand.
Show me something. Hell, fart! Give me some puff of smoke.
Oh my god! The little boy pin farted.
Oh, yeah.
It was kicking people ass.
Yes. Fart bending.
Yes.
That was funny. That little kid was like one of the highlights. Him, Bolin, obviously.
You know what? Can we just skip the Legend Corps and do a show about the kids? Because they was a lot more interesting.
They were. Actually, that like I would rather watch Aang's son and his family. Lin and Bolin have their own little, and Asami have their own little adventures off somewhere else. That's what I would rather see.
Yep.
Mm.
All right, ladies, I think we've reached the end. We're kind of tapering down here.
Yep.
Oh, have we?
Yep.
I want to talk about Thundercats.
No. What?
I just finished Thundercats today, too, so.
Well, we got
nobody else watched it. You are the...
Oh, really? Never mind then. Great. Okay.
Was it worth it?
Yes, it actually was. It did get better, but it's the same problem that Korra has. They forget their powers.
Yeah.
Oh. The entire episode you're watching, why don't you use the gauntlet? Yeah. Why don't you use waterbending? Why don't you do something? Shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would like you to do stuff as opposed to not doing stuff. Like not
right.
Doing stuff.
Right. And apparently Mum-Ra has a girlfriend now.
Hey.
Right.
I was going to call her Baby Mom Mum-Ra.
Oh, my God. No. No. No, let's not do that.
Oh, that amused me, and that's all that matters. Okay, so we're going to end this like we begin it, and I'm going to tell everybody to follow us on everything. You can follow us on Twitter, at NerdgasmNoir. You can follow us on Tumblr, nerdgasmnoir.tumblr.com. You can follow us on Facebook or Google+. Just search Nerdgasm Noir Network, and you will find our pages there. You can also go to nerdgasmnoir.net. You can find a link to all of our social media links, as well as a link to donate to us your Twitter account. So that way, when we tweet out something cool, you can tweet out something cool without having to press the retweet button. It'll also show you where you can donate money to us, 5, 10, 15, 20, however much money you want to donate to us, you can. It'll help us fix up the blog, fix up the show, things like that. If you want to download our show, however you want to listen to our show, or you want to have a friend download the show, and they're specific about what kind of way they like to download the show, we have multiple ways they can download the show. They can get it on iTunes, they can get it on Zune Marketplace, they can get it on Stitcher Radio. You can download the RSS feed and put it on whatever device you use. Any way you want to download and listen to us, you can download and listen to us. Anything else, ladies?
Nope. Oh, well, I'm going to say this again. Make sure to vote. Tell your friend to vote. I know she already said to vote, but I won't say it again.
Vote. Vote for us on every computer you come in contact with for the next month.
Twerking for
just every single one. Just get on it. Be like, I'm on your computer. I'm going to vote for Nerdgasm Noir and the Spawn Point Blog and 8-Bit Animal, the Digitized Ramblings of an 8-Bit Animal and ShreveJackson.com and Operation Cubicle and Dope C and Ringside. I always mess up the wrestling.
I'm trying to be your background music and you mess it up.
This game is going to mess you up with that song.
I always mess up the wrestling. You can tell I'm not a big wrestling fan. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's Ringside.
Ring Time Pro Wrestling.
Damn it. Ring Time. I have to think of it. You know what I have to do? I have to think Ragtime, and then it'll click. Don't ask me why, but Ring Time Pro Wrestling. Vote for all of those things and whatever else you like, but mostly those things. That's pretty much it. You ladies got anything to add?
I would like to warn the people about George R.R. Martin. He breaks your heart.
Yes, he does. He's like Josh Whedon.
He's worse.
Yeah, no, I've already heard. I'm behind in the books.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We're not even going to get into that right now. Right now, we're going to say bye.
I'm crying.